Mom, this place is so crowded. Maybe this is the most popular shopping center in Santa Fe.
Well, it has been the perfect place to get everything we need for our new house.
Can we get new curtains for my bed?
For your bed?
I meant my bedroom. I think I'm getting a little tired.
Ashley, you do look a little pale. Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Mom, do you like your new...
Ashley, how are you feeling?
What did you ask?
Ashley, your blood sugar must be way low. Honey, I want you to eat this candy bar.
But I'm not hungry.
Ashley, honey, please eat this.
What's going on?
Ashley?
Is she okay?
Ashley, talk to me. She's a diabetic with low blood sugar.
Can I go get help?
Please, call 911.
There's a payphone right over there.
Syringe.
I'll be right back.
Ashley, stay with me, honey. This glucagon shot will bring your levels back to normal. Please, hold still for the shot. Ashley, stop. Okay, this should bring you back. Ashley? Ashley, I want you to sit back right here while I put the needle in my backpack. Oh, Ashley, I should have never let it get this far. I wasn't paying attention to the signs.
Paramedics are on the way. Hey, where is she?
She's right... Ashley, where are you? I turned my back for just a second. Ashley!
She's gone.
Ashley! Her blood sugar dropped so low that she doesn't know where or who she is. Ashley! I need to find her before the shot kicks in, or she's going to become conscious in a strange place without me there. Ashley!
Will Ashley be okay? Will Maggie Higgins locate her daughter? To find out, join the adventure in Jonathan Park and the Cry from Cyberspace. While Mrs. Higgins searches for her daughter, five people meet at the Brennan Ranch, 50 miles north of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
In here, Nick.
Wandering all over the museum looking for you guys.
Nick, you're doing a wonderful job around here.
Looks
this museum
great.
Looks great.
Well, thank you, Martha. Well, Lord willing, it'll be the best creation museum around.
You know, it sure is quiet around here without the kids.
It was so nice for your dad to volunteer to let Jesse spend the night with Katie.
I guess he's asked the whole Eagle's Nest gang to hang out at his house today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Martha, look at the time. We need to get ready pretty soon.
Where are you off to?
Oh, Martha and I are taking an evolutionary biology class at the College of Santa Fe.
That's right. Jim was telling me about it.
Since Angela and I are planning to run the Children's Center in the museum, we thought it would be good to brush up on the latest evolutionary claims.
So, Kendall, any final advice before we go?
Well, just remember that evolutionists often believe the theory of evolution is a fact of science and that creation is some religious story.
You know, it's actually kind of funny that there really isn't any fact that proves evolution.
You know, the Random House Dictionary defines religion as a set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe. Do you realize that this definition fits perfectly with the theory of evolution?
That's right. For something to be a scientific theory, it has to meet the three rules, right?
It has to be observable, repeatable, and an idea that can be shown to be true or false.
Well, so what does that have to do with evolution?
First, is it observable? No, it's not. Some evolutionists claim that evolution is happening way too slowly to actually observe. Others say it happens too rapidly to leave a record.
What about number two? Is it repeatable?
No, it is not. We can't cause another Big Bang and then watch a single cell organism form in the Earth's oceans and then evolve over millions of years into humans.
Kendall, what about number three? Can it be disproved?
Nope. They assume evolution is true, regardless of what the evidence says. That means it cannot be shown to be false, even if it really isn't true.
And the same thing could be said about creation.
You're right, Martha. They are ideas about past events. That's why they can't be proven true or false in a laboratory.
Well, it's kind of like proving your case in court.
That's right.
Oh, like a car accident. Well, since the accident took place in the past, there's no way to prove 100% who was really at fault.
That's right.
So what the court does is look at all the evidence and decide which story best fits with the evidence.
That's exactly right. And that's the way it is with evolution and creation. We have to look at the evidence and see which one best fits the facts.
You've got a great computer, Mr. Park.
Well, thank you, Timmy.
So, Mr. Park, what were you going to show us?
Well, Jesse, I wanted to show you guys a simulation of my latest invention.
It's a time machine that will transport us all back to the Dark Ages.
Sure.
We'll be forced to fight our way back to the present.
Don't think so, Eddie.
Well, no, I'm putting sounds and pictures.
What was that?
An email must have just come in, Dad.
Well, why don't you read it to us, Jonathan?
All right. It says, Mom, I'm so scared.
What?
When I woke up, I was in this strange room.
Oh, no.
And I can't get out. I don't know where I am. Please come get me.
Mr. Park, why is somebody calling you Mom?
Actually, I think this email was meant for someone else.
Well, let's see. Well, that's my address, all right. Inventor@freetelegraph.net.
Well, maybe they misspelled someone else's address.
I think you're right, Dad.
It sounds like some kid crying out for help.
Whoa, a cry from cyberspace.
What's up with that?
Jonathan, let's reply to this message and let them know we're here to help if we can.
Sure.
Ask them for more information about their situation.
And so, that is a basic summary of the information I expect you to know for next week's test. As you can see, the biological evidence for the evolution of man is quite impressive. It has become evident that evolution
Angela,
is
this guy keeps going on and on about evolution like it's true. Do you think we should say something? Like someone needs to say something to show where he's wrong.
So, any questions? Oh, yes, right over there.
Professor Haley, what you're saying is without evolution, the study of biology would be meaningless.
Yes, I think that would be a fair statement.
Wow.
Okay, before break, I'd like to talk about the origin of life.
Another email.
Yep, it's the same return address.
So what's it say?
It says, Dear Jonathan, my name is Ashley Higgins, and
I'm 9 years old. Please, I need you to help me. I'm so scared, I don't know how I got here. I'm diabetic, and I think I lost consequences.
I think she means consciousness.
Jonathan, I don't know who you are, but I pray that you're a nice man who can find my mother for me. Please, don't leave me here.
Ashley.
Jonathan, what's the email address?
It's csfcl@freetelegraph.net.
Those have got to mean something.
Yes, does anyone recognize it?
Not really.
Okay, guys, we need to think. What questions can we ask Ashley to find out where she is?
We can ask her what types of lights are in the room.
What types of lights?
Yeah, if it's a house, it will probably have regular lights like in here.
Oh, that's good.
But if it's a business, it will probably have those obnoxious fluorescent lights.
Okay. Yes, Eddie's got a great point.
Did you get all that, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Jonathan, let's send it off.
I want to talk briefly about the well-established theory that a single cell sprung to life in the prehistoric ocean. Yes, Martha, you look like you're about to explode. Do you have a comment?
There is a great deal of evidence that shows that evolution is wrong.
Well, I agree.
Really? Like what?
Well, first of all, our current atmospheric conditions wouldn't allow life to form by itself in the sea.
Well, Martha, evolutionists don't claim that the original atmosphere was anything like it was today.
All right, well, I never realized that before, but do you know what he's talking about, Angela?
No, I'm afraid
if
I don't.
If you don't know the facts, then I wouldn't challenge the theory.
All right, this time she says, Dear Jonathan, I'm so glad you're helping me.
The last thing I remember was shopping with my mom. I'm not sure where. You asked me to describe the room. It has a hard, shiny floor. There are sprinklers on the ceiling with lights and big, long tubes. You asked me what I could see out the windows, but there aren't any. I hope this helps
you
so you
can find
me
soon. Ashley. That's it.
Well, now we're starting to get somewhere.
Yeah, she said there were those sprinklers on the ceiling. That must be a public place.
Yes, and it would make sense that there's a hard floor instead of carpet.
But there's no windows either.
Oh, wow. That would be creepy.
It sounds like she's in a prison.
Hey, what if our little 9-year-old girl is actually a 40-year-old scruffy-bearded prisoner, and he's using us for some diabolical plan to escape?
I've never seen that.
Seriously, why wouldn't the room have windows?
That's a great question.
Because it's underground.
That would make sense. Mm-hmm.
So let's review what we know so far. We believe that Ashley is probably in a building that's open to the public. And there's a good chance that it's in the basement.
We need to get a hold of Ashley's mom.
If we knew more about her mother, maybe it would help us figure out the correct email address.
Okay, Jonathan, jump on the keyboard and let's get some more info from Ashley.
Good idea.
You know, the other thing we need to do is let the police know what's going on.
Well, Martha, we made it to the break.
Hey, who are you calling on the cell phone?
Are you kidding? I'm calling Kendall to get some help.
Good idea.
Hello, Brennan Ranch.
Oh, hello, Jim. Is Kendall there?
He's right here. Hold on. Hello?
Oh, hi, honey. We need some help.
What's up?
Well, it's a little intimidating talking to such a committed evolutionist.
That's for sure.
Well, it sounds like you need to use the 4 questions.
You always mention them when you talk to students.
Uh-huh. You see, you don't need to know more than someone to challenge their beliefs. Just by asking questions, you can sometimes get them to see that there's a problem with what they're saying. If anything, maybe it will help other students to realize that the teacher's making huge assumptions.
Okay.
Refresh my memory.
Well, the first question is a clarifying question. For example, if they've just stated that birds evolved from dinosaurs, ask them to clarify exactly what they mean by that. Do you mean that dinosaurs eventually sprouted wings, or how did the dinosaur scales turn into feathers?
I can see how a question like that would make them stop and see that what they're saying is a little silly.
Mm-hmm. Now, the second question is to ask for evidence. Something like, how do you know what you're saying is true? For example, they say, we know the Grand Canyon took millions of years to form. Well, then ask them how they know that's true. Many times they'll answer the question with assumptions instead of evidence.
Soon, he and the students will see that his conclusions are based on beliefs instead of evidence.
That's exactly right. Now, the next question to ask is, if you're right, what difference does it make?
That gives the teacher a chance to see that his beliefs affect his views about life and why he believes them.
And then the final question is, what if you're wrong about what you're saying?
Oh, that's a good one. It'll show him the consequences if he's wrong.
That's it.
Honey, we better go.
Okay, Angela, listen, I'll be praying for you two.
Thanks. Goodbye.
So what's it say?
It says, my mother decorates the insides of people's houses. She's an inventor who makes decorations for people. Jonathan, I hope this helps you find her quick. I'm really starting to feel strange, and I'm getting very tired.
That doesn't sound very good.
Well, guys, we better figure this out, and quick.
She did say that her mom's an interior decorator.
Actually, she said she was an interior inventor.
Hey, that's why she sent her first message to you, Mr. Park. She addressed it to inventor@freetelegraph.net.
Hey, I've got an idea.
What is it?
Jonathan, can you type the word inventor?
Sure.
Okay, now can you look it up in the thesaurus?
No sweat. Let's see.
I think I know what you're doing.
There it is.
What did it come up with?
Creator, designer, originator, architect, artist, mad scientist.
She could be a mad scientist.
Don't say it.
Maker, author, and innovator.
That's it. Innovator@freetelegraph.net. That's Ashley's mom's email address.
Katie, I think you're right. Jonathan, let's send off a message and see if it bounces back.
Hello?
Is Jonathan Park there?
Oh, yeah, I'm Jonathan.
Jonathan, my name is Maggie Higgins. I got your email. You've heard from Ashley?
Yes.
Is he all right?
Mrs. Higgins, I'm going to let you talk to my grandpa.
Okay.
Guys, it's Ashley's mom.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, Katie, you had the right email address.
Hello.
Mr. Park, this is Maggie Higgins. I understand you've heard from my daughter. Do you know where she is?
No. She's been contacting us by email, but she's locked inside a place she can't identify.
No.
Maggie, we need your help so we can find her. Can you tell us where you last saw her?
Yes, we were shopping at the plaza on Cerrillos Road. I just gave her a glucagon shot, and then I turned my back for just a minute, and she was gone.
You gave her that shot about 4 hours ago?
Yes, and we haven't got much time. Mr. Park, when that shot wears off, Ashley's blood sugar is going to plummet, and then she'll become disoriented and lose consciousness. From there, she could slip into a coma.
Okay, all right. Now, how much time do we have?
I would guess less than an hour. Mr. Park, the police aren't making much headway. You may be our only chance to save my daughter's life.
In our second part of class today, I'd like to discuss the origin of life. As a biologist, it's quite fascinating to study the Earth's original atmosphere that would bring together just the right biological conditions to begin life.
Here we go again.
So, early
just
in
remember
the Earth's
what Kendall
history,
told us.
And that was the beginning of a long evolutionary chain that created all of life. Yes, Martha, what is it?
Again, I have to disagree with you. You're stating all of this stuff like it's a proven fact.
Well, Martha, since you obviously have an excellent grasp on the origin of life, why don't you explain to the class exactly what the atmospheric and chemical conditions were?
Well, I don't know a lot about atmospheric science or about chemistry, but I...
You see, Martha, science has
Martha,
proved
remember
that life
the four
was
questions.
Formed in the Earth's early ocean.
Well then, I have a question for you.
Yes?
What do you mean by that?
I mean that there was no life to begin with, and then life was formed.
Well, let me ask a clarifying question, Professor Haley. Are you saying that a bunch of non-living chemicals all of a sudden came to life?
Well, yes, but that's very oversimplified.
Last semester you taught us that life can only come from living things.
Well, yes, that is a law in science. However, in the case of the origin of life, we know that there was one time in which life was formed from non-living chemicals.
Professor, how do you know what you're saying is true?
Well, Angela, it's true because look all around you. Life is everywhere, and it had to begin somewhere. And the theory of evolution says that things go from simple to complex.
But, Professor Haley, couldn't everything you just mentioned be considered an assumption?
Well...
What actual evidence do you have for believing that life just formed all by itself?
Well, scientists have done theoretical models of the origin of life.
But didn't you just say that those models go against the scientific law that says that life can't come from non-living objects?
It sounds like this evolutionary idea about the origin of life has some major problems.
Wow, those questions really work.
Dear Jonathan, I'm so excited. I just got an email from my mother. I don't know how you did that, but thanks. Please find me soon. I'm starting to feel really tired.
I feel like my mind's starting to sloop around the horn. Ashes.
Oops. Feeling like her mind's slooping around the horn? Oh, that's gotta hurt.
No.
What's she trying to say?
Timmy, I think her blood level's starting to go low again.
Well, if she gets worse, she won't be able to answer our emails anymore.
You're right. We need to find Ashley and right away.
But we need more information.
Like what?
You never asked how Ashley got to a computer.
That's right. Was there a computer just sitting out there for her to use?
That's a good question, Jonathan. Let's ask her right away.
Sure.
Now let's encourage her with good verses. Can you guys think of one?
Well, how about John 14:27? It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
That's perfect.
Okay, somewhere along the way here, I feel like we've begun to question the theory of evolution. But, as I stated earlier, evolution demands that a single-celled organism came to life in the Earth's early oceans. Yes, another question by Martha.
Professor Haley, I just wanted to ask, if you're right, what difference does it make?
Do you mean if I'm right about evolution?
Yes.
It would mean everything. It would mean that life formed itself, that nature is responsible for our existence. It would show that all of our research is right.
But Professor Haley, what would it mean if you were wrong about what you were saying?
You mean about evolution? Well, I've never stopped to think about that, really. But I guess it would mean that there would have to be something else besides nature in this universe.
You mean a supernatural creator?
Yes. I mean, it's a well-known fact there are only really two alternatives. Either there isn't a god or there is. Either nature created itself, or I guess it would have to be a creator.
And if that were true, it would mean that we were created for a purpose, not by random chance.
Well, I'll give you that. The two views are completely different, with two entirely unlike consequences. But it's not an issue anyway, because science is on the side of evolution.
But Professor Haley, when it came to the origin of life, all you gave us were assumptions and not evidence.
And you just said that there are major consequences to our belief. If evolution is wrong, then you're basing your entire future on evolutionary assumptions.
Well, that's one person's view. Look, we only have about a half an hour left, and there's still one more topic I'd like to cover. So, would you please turn it off?
Here it is!
She can still write emails!
Yeah, but look, she's really messing up the words, and she must have hit the caps key.
Oh no, she must be starting to lose it!
Eddie!
What's it say, Jonathan?
Well, it doesn't make much sense. Uh-huh. It looks like she was just kind of typing around on the keyboard.
Yeah.
Oh, she's slipping away. We've got to find her.
Yes.
Wait, look! There's an actual sentence.
Oh, he's right. It says, "About commuter."
I think she means computer.
Already on, just like the others. And then it goes back to gibberish. She didn't even sign off.
Okay, guys, I think Ashley's life is at stake here. We need to think hard and fast. Now, what clues do we have?
We've decided that she's in a public place.
Yes, that's right.
And because there's no windows, she might be in a basement.
Well, if she was lost at the shopping mall on Cerrillos Road, she probably didn't get too far away.
That's true.
But what about this email?
She said the computers were already on, just like the others.
Like the others? What does that mean?
Well, it sounds like there are a bunch of computers in the same room.
Several computers in the basement of a public building. It sounds like she's in a computer lab.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah. I just remembered that name of the mall on Cerrillos Road. It's called the College Plaza. And that's because it's right next to the College of Santa Fe.
What was her email address?
Yeah.
CSFCL@freetelegraph.net. That's it. I'll bet it stands for College of Santa Fe Computer Lab.
Yes. Yeah. Jessie. That's where our moms are taking their evolution class.
And they're there right now.
Okay, we figured it out. But we haven't much time to waste. Jonathan, do you have your mom's cell phone number?
It's right here.
I'm tired and I'm alone. I'm tired. being stuck on an island, but there's no water. Jonathan, where are you? You promised you'd rescue me. What's that? It's another email, silly. Okay, so I'm talking to myself. Dear Ashley, that's me. We think we know where you're at. We're sending someone to rescue you. I hope to come soon because my eyes are going to shut.
Oh, this doorknob's busted. Always locked by accident. I got it now. There you go. We're in.
Ashley? Oh my, she's on the floor. Ashley!
She's unconscious. Ashley!
Martha, help me pick her up. Do you have any food?
No. Hey, what's wrong with
her? She's a diabetic. Ashley! Ashley, wake up!
Who are you?
I'm Angela Park, Jonathan's mom.
Jonathan? You're here to save me.
Yes, we are. We're friends. Now let's get you some help.
That's one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. We were wondering why you guys got home so late.
So Ashley's going to be all right, right?
Yes, the paramedics were able to stabilize her on the way to the hospital.
So in the middle of all this excitement, we've never heard how class went. What did you learn?
Oh, boy. It was tougher than I ever thought.
Boy, Kendall, things sure turned around when we asked those four questions.
The four questions?
Yes. What do you mean by what you're saying? How do you know what you're saying is true? Well, if you're right, what difference does it make? And what if you're wrong about what you're saying?
I think that when we started digging deeper than his assumptions, it became evident that his belief in evolution was built on blind faith.
It just shows how important it is to base our faith on truth, not assumptions.
Yeah, that reminds me of the verse in 1 Peter 3:15, which says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear."
And that's the exciting thing about being a Christian. God doesn't call us to a blind faith. It's a faith built on truth.
Well, guys, I'm going to give the Higgins a call. I want to find out how Ashley's doing tonight. Oh, by the way, they wanted to thank us by taking us and all the neighborhood kids out to dinner tomorrow night.
Whoa, yeah.
Sounds great.
Wow. Is this a party of 12?
Well, actually, we're supposed to be meeting another family here.
Oh, you must be the group in the side room. Are you with the Higgins?
Yes, that's us.
Follow me. Are there going to be any others?
Oh, this is enough, isn't it?
I'll say. Okay, here's your table.
Hey, everyone. Take a seat.
Boy, what a pleasure to meet all of you face to face. I'm Maggie, and this is my husband, Jack.
It's nice to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you as well. This is my son Kendall and his wife Angela.
Hi. Hi.
And their daughter Katie.
Hello.
And these are our good friends, the Brennans. Jim, Martha, and Jesse.
Hi. Hi.
And these fine-looking boys are my neighbors, Mike, Eddie,
hello.
Thad,
hi.
And his brother Timmy.
And this is our daughter Ashley.
Hi.
Ashley.
Finally.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Ashley, we're really happy to get to meet you.
Thank you.
You sure are brave.
I was scared, but knowing that you guys were helping me made it easier not to be afraid. I just kept reciting the verse that you sent me. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27.
What an excellent verse. Ashley, it's true that God will never fail you.
Speaking of that, since you guys are Christians and you're new to this area, we'd like to invite you to our church.
It's a church that's built on the foundation of God's Word.
That sounds great.
We'd love to have you.
Ashley, why the long face?
Can I tell you a secret?
You want to whisper it to me?
Yeah. Where's Jonathan Park?
Oh, she's wondering where Jonathan is.
I think he had to use the restroom.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Jonathan, this is Mr. and Mrs. Higgins.
Nice to meet you.
And here is someone that has been dying to meet you.
Hi, Jonathan Park. I'm Ashley.
Well, hello, Ashley.
Jonathan, thank you for saving my life.
Well, it was a team effort. All these guys helped.
Yes, but if you hadn't kept writing back, I would have lost all hope.
Ashley was hoping to make you her honorary big brother.
Why not? Maybe he'll see how hard it is to be the older one in the family. You've got it, Ashley. As a matter of fact, we'll give you our Eagle's Nest email address, and we'll all write you.
If you don't mind, I think I might stick to regular mail. I think I'm all emailed out until I grow up.
That's right.
I understand.
You've been listening to Jonathan Park and The Cry from Cyberspace. Although the story is fictitious, many of our adventures are based on real places, historical events, or scientific discoveries. To learn more about Jonathan Park and evidence for creation, please visit our website at jonathanpark.com. You'll also find additional resources that will help you see and understand how science is in complete agreement with God's Word. That's jonathanpark.com. Make sure to join us next time when artist Riley Sievers is kidnapped, and it's up to Grandpa Benjamin and the Eagle's Nest to find him in Jonathan Park and the Talking Picture.
Until next time, this is Dr. Kendall Park reminding you, this is our Father's world. God created it. We can explore it. So live the adventure.